with the coach of the year here at the Radisson Hotel, a very successful boxing awards night. Gary McCullough, Gary, first of all, a great night and a great occasion to celebrate the achievements of the Donegal boxing community.
Oh, great night, surely God. And it's always a great night. Every year's great, but it's especially great for ourselves this year. We've the Irish elite and Irish senior champions won the awards, so it's good for us, yeah. Good for a full boxing club.
What does it mean for you? I know maybe you're a great club man and a great boxer, but for you on a personal level, I'm sure you're so proud at being Coach of the Year in Donegal.
Oh, great, 100% been Coach of the Year, but like I'm only one man, like, and there's three of us in there. Jerry Keane and Jerry McGrath helped me out, you know, but it's hard getting over the line. But it's great to see at the high level, like Cal McGlone, 10 years, trained 1 year hard. 22 boxers in the weight, came out as Irish senior middleweight champion. Danny Duffy, after the year he had, won an Irish senior, Ulster senior, Irish senior, Irish bantamweight title, elite bantamweight title. It's great for the club. It's great for, I tell you, it's good for Ruffo Boxing Club, it's good for Donegal, and it's great for wee Peter O'Donnell, because he is Ruffo Boxing and Donegal Boxing Club.
We're going to talk about Peter in just a second. Back to your boxing career as a boxer and as a coach. How much has boxing come on for when you were a boxer as a teenager compared to today coaching all teenagers? Would I be right in saying it came on leaps and bounds?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Everything, I say it's in every sport, everything progresses. It's you have to be able to adapt, and like at boxing, it seems every sport it's more technical. It's not just a matter of just coming to train 2-3 nights a week. You need to be training all the time. But as the lad showed, they trained hard for nearly 7 weeks, and they came back with a gold. Like, so, I know it's good. It's good.
If there was one thing didn't happen before boxing, or if there was one thing that you'd like to happen in the next 12 months, what would that be?
Oh, what I'd like to happen. Oh, what I'd like to happen. What's going to happen? See different things. I know what's going to happen. Like young Danny is actually, I don't know if he said, he's turned pro. Same with Jason Quigley, Sheer Sports manager, along with Cahill McGlone as well. But like, we have great talent. We have Ryan Patton, we have Taylor Park, Tyler Keaveney. They're all there. They're there, thereabouts. So my big goal is to get at least another one, if not three, Irish titles back in the gym again this year. That's my goal, and I hope it's a goal of the boxers too.
Finally, I can't let you go without mentioning one man. You already mentioned him, the one and only Peter O'Donnell.
Oh, wee Petey. Sure, everybody knows Pete. He bought the club. He actually bought the club by his hand. He built it and farmed it. He's known he's going for a hip operation next Friday. So maybe
we wish him all the best.
Wish him all the best and speedy recovery. But there'll be no boxing. There'll be none this year without him. And that's just the way it is, I think.
You could be a busy man taxing him to local events after the 6 weeks is up.
Well, flat out. It'll be a pleasure. He'll do it for me.
Thank you so much,
Jeff. No worries. Thank you.